Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am Joey Burgoyne, as Mr. Announcer Man has said every week leading up to this week and hopefully continuing that. But it's that time of the year, the pumpkin spice, or as I like to call it, this nutmeg and cinnamon, is in the air. The cider is flowing. The fritters are being fed to friendly people all over the far lands of New England. And one of the things that is renowned in this area, the Plainville Pumpkin Festival. It's got a big year this year. And joining me this morning is the brainchild, the grand poobah, the princess of all things pumpkin, Chris D'Argenio. Thank you for joining me today, Chris.
Wow, I love that.
Three cups of coffee, that's what it's going to do for you.
I guess so. Happy Sunday, everyone.
So we got the pumpkin. It's a big year this year.
It is. It's our 10th anniversary. I cannot believe it.
That's ridiculous. So Saturday, October 18th, let's head to Plainville. Let's enjoy some pumpkins. And there's always new things coming on, so we'll get into that. But just give us a little history of the Pumpkin Festival.
Okay. So back around 2013, myself and my husband and my few of my friends went up to New Hampshire, and we went up to the big Pumpkin Fest that they have every year up there, and it was huge. It was enormous. It was in the middle of a town up there, and we loved it. So we decided that, you know, Plainville needs that in our town. We did have a small downtown block party, and it was kind of getting a little, you know, quieter and quieter every year. So we got together and we said, wouldn't it be great if we could get people to come to our downtown to see all the great shops and restaurants that we have down there with a pumpkin fest. So I pitched it to the town, and they were on board from day one. They backed me, and in 2015, myself and a bunch of friends, we started the annual Plainville Pumpkin Fest. It's an outdoor festival. It features live music, kids, costume parade, bounce houses, spooky haunted house, oh, a bunch of things. And best of all, it brings people together in our town, and actually people come from all over, and it brings people downtown to see all the fabulous restaurants and stores that we have.
Yeah, because I mean, it's the perfect little area. It's right downtown in Plainville at like the intersection by the train tracks and the old police station. You got little, you got like the little main street area. You got the food truck area. You have the activities with the bounce house. And, you know, we have to get into the haunted house of hauntedness. the lodge is over there. There's just a lot going, but it's a little area. It's nice. It's easy to walk. It's all flat. Plenty of room because, you know, the town shuts the street down and you got plenty of room. It's safe. It's family friendly. Like I say, you know, I've been going with my kids for years, and now we just have to haul the whole herd of all them and their friends out there. It just, but again, we get there, but we're not parking there, Chris. We have to let people know, take the shuttle from the high school.
Absolutely. So DACO Bus has been a supporter of our Pumpkin Fest for the past 9 years, and they will be also supporting us by donating two buses to take people from the high school, Plainville High School, which is very easy to get to. Park your car, jump on the bus, and it takes you to downtown, which is 5 minutes downtown. It drops you off right at the entrance So you won't have to find a place to park on the side roads if it's crowded. And the bus loops around. There's two of them, and they loop around all the time. So for 4 hours straight, there are buses coming. So
that's one thing. The shuttle's free, parking's free, entrance is free, and free good times watching the local bands and the parade. It's a cheap date night. I'm just saying, it's a cheap date night. If you're looking for something to do with the missus or the mister this time of the season, or something to do with the kids, you know, their costumes are not cheap nowadays. So if you're looking to stretch that extra penny and do an extra couple events with them, this is the one. You can have them in the parade. It's so cool to see the kids in their costumes.
Yes, it is. It's awesome. They have, starting at 4 o'clock, 4 to 5, they have a magician show at the Park and Rec building, which is right on Whiting Street, in just outside the actual event. But it's part of our event. It's been put on by the Park and Rec Department and the library, actually for many years, probably 20 years. So we just combined them with us 10 years ago, and it's grown bigger and bigger. We have about 300 kids. They pack bags, so they know how many bags they give out. And hopefully this year we'll have 400 kids. It's amazing. They march down the street of Whiting Street, where all the vendors are, all the way past the library, down to where the police station is. And this year, there's something special going on. There is, we lost a police officer in town named John Quilter. Sorry, he was a friend of mine, and he started this parade with me, and he led the parade every year. Mm-hmm. So his family will be starting the parade this year, and we'll be walking in honor of John Quilter.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's events like this, you know, community, hometown events that mean a lot to the city. And, you know, first responders and stuff like that mean a lot to cities, and their families go through a lot. So to honor him in that way, that's pretty cool. And respect to that. But
hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just a cool thing to see.
So it's that will start off at 5 o'clock, and that starts off our event. And the event at about 6 o'clock, we have a burn trailer that the fire department puts on at the Webster parking lot, and that is amazing every year. And it's actually teaching families and kids what to do and what not to do when you're home when a fire breaks out.
Last year there was like the whole, you know, having your bedroom door closed versus open if there's a fire, like how much safer you are with your door closed. I'm like, I don't think my dog would like my door being closed at night.
No.
He likes to, you know, just check on all the kids at night. But it's cool. I mean, it's a neat little thing. It's just something, it's that educational aspect to it, but in a safe, controlled way from the fire department.
Yes, it is. And it seems to be a big hit. We've had it for the past 4 or 5 years. So
it is nice, you know, if it's a little cool that night, you can stand, you know, within range of the burning trailer and kind of warm up a little bit.
Yeah. And that's where we actually have tables and chairs where you can eat your dinner. So you can eat and watch the show.
Yeah. And it's over, like I said, it's in Webster parking lot between Webster and 466, the salon there. And in the back is the bouncy housey stuff.
Yes, and we are going to have 3 bounce houses. We're going to have one for little kids under the age of 5, and then from 6 up to probably like 10, 12 years old. We'll have a little bit bigger one. And then over at the haunted spooky house across the street, we are going to have an obstacle course, a large, I believe it said 36 feet. It's a huge obstacle course. So maybe while you're waiting for the haunted house, you can jump out and have your friends stand in line and you can all take turns.
Yeah, because that's one thing that I know when we go with the kids and we've done the haunted house, get in line early, people. You do not want to be standing in line at 8 o'clock at night when they're,
no.
You know, you're hungry. You want to hit the other end and hit some food trucks. Hit the haunted house early. Don't be afraid if it's light outside. Oh, it's going to be too bright in there. They do an amazing job of darkening that place and still being spooky during the day.
Yes, and they are, we give them money each year. We donate money to them, and they have made it bigger and better. And the best thing about it is they will never take any money for you for admission. It is free. It always has been free, and they love giving back to the community. So the Masons are terrific people, and each year it gets bigger and better.
And every year I go, I ask someone if they're, you know, because the members are roaming around. They still can't get anything if they know anything special about the Constitution or where the treasure's buried. I can't get anything out of those guys.
And it seems like a very spooky place, but I was in there, when we presented our check to them, and it's actually a very cool place to be in when they don't have the haunted house going.
when the haunted house and people aren't scaring the bejesus out of you, it is a cool place. So, we have that end. You got the entertainment. But Whiting Street, you got all the vendors and stuff like that. But then we got some live music, which I love. I can just pull up a curb and sit there and listen to the live music all day.
Oh, it's wonderful. And there's a local band, and their name is Audacity. And pretty much for about the past, they were actually our first band that offered their services back on our very first Pumpkin Fest. He is a local musician with his band, and he is wonderful, and they offer every year to play. Their band is on our website. You can link to their page. They're all over Connecticut. It's great. And they have a following because they have people that come in chairs and just set up in the center of the street and in front of the stage, and they just listen all night long and people dance and sing. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and then if you're getting that hunger in the belly, you can just head, northeast, south, west, down and towards the fire department and hit up some food trucks.
So, yes.
It's the fall. You can, it's a little, if you're dieting, just do a little extra couple laps around. That's all I'm saying. Get some good food and do a couple extra laps.
Yeah, it's quite a bit of, it's not a lot of walking, but if you walk up and down a few times, you'll wear it off.
You're good to go. Look at the pumpkins. So have we started carving pumpkins yet for the nice display in the center?
We have not yet. What we do is we take our sponsors' names and we, the Wednesday before the event, we all get together with the soccer team, the Plainville High School soccer team, and we carve pumpkins. And the town manager, the assistant town manager, they are wonderful. They come with their little power tools, and they cut them open, and they carve the letters of the sponsors' names, and we put them up on a big pumpkin tower in front of the library and display all of our sponsors, because they are the ones that donate money to us so that we can donate it to charity.
And it's charity. You guys have given back a pretty penny over the past 10 years. So thank you for that.
Yes, we have. You're welcome. We have donated, I believe it is, let me see the grand total here. We have donated, let's see, $80,000 in 9 years. And I got to say, we were shut down during COVID year.
Boom.
And
COVID
so
years.
It's really, I know, boo. It's really only been 8 years. So we've been averaging $10,000 a year that we give back into our community. So this year we're going for 20 grand.
Let's do it, people.
There.
Come on.
I know,
this is New England. We're supposed to, the fall and frolicking time of the year. People are always looking for something to do. It's a free event. Like, go down, support the local economy, go to the lodge, get scared a little bit, watch a trailer catch on fire, have some fritters. They always set up right in the middle of the street, which is amazing. Get some fresh fritters. Oh, that's so good. Love those things.
I love them, too. I try to go to every single food truck, every single booth, and all the people are just, they're just great. All the vendors, they love this event. They come back year after year, and I hear nothing but good about it. So I'm really excited and hopeful that we can raise the $20,000.
Let's see what we can do. If people want more information, it's PlainvillePumpkinFest.org. PlainvillePumpkinFest.org. It's a cool little event. What's the date of it again, Chris?
It is October 18th on a Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m.
So that's it. If you're looking for something to do, people, again, Chris D'Argenio, brainchild of this, but she would not have done it with her friend Tammy. Shout out to Tammy Lombardo, making Chris, you know, sane this time of the year and letting her function in a human capacity. Because without Tammy, Chris would be, you know, just running up and down the street carrying pumpkins at people.
And you don't know how true that is. And Tammy will laugh right now because she knows that's true. But I also want to shout out to all the committee members and everybody who has helped in the past 10 years in any capacity, because this is not the Chris D'Argenio show. This is the town of Plainville and the Pumpkin Fest committee. And without them, we would not have this wonderful event.
And like you said, you know, the fact that the town, you know, the first selectman, stuff like that has come, it's a bipartisan event, people. We don't talk politics, but this is a bipartisan event. So support your local towns.
Yes, please. Anybody is welcome.
All right.
We want to see you down there.
Well, thank you, Chris. I'm definitely going to be out there. You know that. I got to get some coffee, Ted Steam's cheeseburgers, kebabs, fritters, and I'm just going to be bloated for 3 days, but I'll take it. Again, it's the Plainville Pumpkin Festival, PlainvillePumpkinFest.org. Check it out, because it's a events like this, they're going on all over right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.